How do I know schools are really interested in me? This is the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 104. Hello, I'm John Fugler, Athletic Scholarship Coach and founder of Recruit Me. I am a podcaster, of course, an author, and a speaker. And my book is The Athletic Scholarship Playbook. You can grab it on Amazon in one of three formats. You got Audible if you like to listen. You got Kindle, and you also got paperback. I'd encourage you to go get it. It's a great value. Find out the step-by-step process, and I really encourage you to at least check it out. Now, there's something else I have for you that's free. It's the Recruiting Power Pack, the Recruiting Power Pack. Three multimedia things that will help you in the whole recruiting process. And one of the most popular elements in the Recruiting Power Pack is the sample player profile. It's something that will give you an idea of how you can best present yourself as a student athlete, parents, how you can best present your son or daughter. And it's a fillable form. It's like gold. This is free at recruit-me.com, recruitme.com. This is the One Question Series. Been working on this for a few weeks now and going to continue this with your help. You are the ones that determine the content of the upcoming episodes of the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. You ask me your number one question, and man, I'm going to do my best to answer it. Hopefully, I'm doing well over these last few weeks. You can email me your question at John, J-O-N, at recruitme.com. Also have a link in my show notes to my email address. It's that easy, though. John, J-O-N, at recruit-me.com. Go into as much detail as you can in your question. Set the background. Ask your question. Maybe you have some follow-up questions, too, and you include those as well. The question I have during this episode is pretty short, but I'll see what I can do to kind of read behind that question, read between the lines, and present an answer that is pretty complete. When you ask your question, there are other parents and athletes asking that same question. That's what I've learned. This isn't just an opportunity to give one person or one family an answer, but I really believe that these questions are applicable to many, and so are the answers. Well, let's get started in this. And this question comes from Kaylee. Kaylee asks this, with the new recruiting rules and changes, how can I know what schools are interested in me? When we think about rules, and the NCAA is big on rules. You got the NCAA and the NAIA, but the NCAA is kind of the rule king. They are tweaking the rules every so often. They made a rule change that maybe Kaylee was referring to in her question this year, that most of it involved official visits, and it's kind of technical, and you can go to the NCAA website and be able to pull this up. The headline on their article is actually called Division I Council Adopts Recruiting Legislation. You type that into your Google search, Division I Council Adopts Recruiting Legislation, and the subtitle of this article is New Rules Aimed to Make College Athlete Recruiting Experience Similar to the Student Bodies. And this came out in the not too long ago, in the spring. You can check that out and read the details, and I don't need to go into it here because it really, it talks about official visits and dates and when you can make those depending on the sport, but I wanted to get more deeply into Kaylee's question. First of all, and I don't need to deal with the recruiting rules that the council is talking about there because it really doesn't affect what she's asking here about how does she know whether the schools and coaches are really interested in her and which ones. But I do want to say this. First of all, parents, athletes, you don't have to be recruiting rules experts. You are not the ones that get penalized if rules are broken. Coaches have to be the experts. They've got an athletic department behind them that makes sure they follow the rules. Yeah, you hear these stories all the time about coaches breaking the recruiting rules, schools getting slapped with fines and sanctions, losing a lot of ground and really being penalized. They have a team of people that that oversee recruiting and recruiting rules and make sure they keep the rules. You're not the one that has to be the recruiting expert. Now, it does help to know, and as Kaylee mentions here, how to know which schools are interested in me. It helps to know what the basic recruiting rules are. I've got them in my book. You can go to the NCAA and NAIA websites, do some Google searches there, search their site, spend an hour or two, and become familiar with some of the rules, what the recruiting timetable is, how and when they can contact you during the course of your high school career, whether you're freshman, sophomore, junior, senior. What are the key dates? It gets kind of confusing by sport sometimes, especially when you're talking about basketball and football. But there is a table, a chart in there, which explains how coaches can contact you. Last episode you may want to listen to was a question about visits, official visits and unofficial visits. What are the rules there? And I went through some of the basics on that. The NCAA has more details on that on their website. There are a lot of rules, believe me. And I try in my book to cover in regular English language, non-technical, to explain those rules so you understand them. But one thing as the foundation of this, you do not need to be the expert. If you have a question, you can find the answer online probably. You can email me. I'd love to answer your question, even if it's offline and not even on the podcast. And you can ask the coaches and find out from them if you have a technical rules question. Here's what I want to get to, though, with Kaylee's question. How can I know what schools are interested in me? It sounds like she's thinking this is a mystery. There are some schools out there, some coaches that might be interested in me, that might not. I don't know who they are. How can I get recruited? How can I make this connection? What's the starting point? And I'll let you know this. Kaylee, what you need to do, as I've said over and over again in the last 15 plus years, is you need to take the initiative, and then the coaches will respond. You may have some that contact you, and they take the initiative, but in most cases, for scholarship athletes, you need to make the first move. You need to show to these coaches that you are interested in their program, interested in their school. You need to raise the flag. You need to send them an introductory packet with your resume, with your email. Get it to them, personalized. Let them know that you are interested in their school. That starts the ball rolling. That really does. There are thousands and thousands of athletes doing this all the time, contacting coaches, and they're responding back to them. If you just sit and wait, your likelihood of being contacted, unless you are a superstar, is minimal. And to be contacted by the number of schools you need to have in your pool of schools that you are interested in would be very small if you just sit back and wait. Take the initiative. That's how you find out whether a school is interested in you. Perhaps a coach will contact your high school coach and show interest that way. Perhaps a coach will find you somehow or start doing some fishing to see if you're interested in the school and send you an email or a letter or a camp invitation or something like that. And they're just somehow they've found you, they got your name, and they've contacted you. But that's rare. You need to take the initiative. That's the start. And then there's this continued interest. Not just that a school would, coach would be interested in you at the outset, but how do you know that this is something that's long term? How do you keep the interest going? This is a relationship. This isn't just something that they show an interest once and it's done and it just continues to grow by itself. No, you need to put your effort into it just as they need to put their effort into it. Imagine a school that you're interested in and the coach there. Imagine how many athletes this coach is in contact with. How many recruits? It's mind-boggling when you think about that. But then you have to ask yourself, how can I stand out in that coach's mind? How can I become a priority for that coach in the recruiting process? How can I make sure that coach continues interest in me? It's a long-term thing. And you need to continue to put yourself forth, not just at the beginning, but continually. And that's how you can develop those relationships. And it moves from a coach being interested in you to a coach being very interested and committed to you and committed to the relationship, and you move towards the top. I mean, there's so much to this and the whole step-by-step recruiting process, but it does start with interest. It just starts with that initial contact and then grows from there. So despite all the recruiting rules changes that you'll see over the years, how you know a coach is interested in you comes down to this. They will either email you or call you, or maybe even some will send you a letter. Some type of contact from that coach indicates they are interested in you. You may put yourself forth with your introductory packet to many, many schools and coaches. Some of those will respond, some won't. You want to go after the ones and continue that relationship with the ones that respond. I hope that helps. I'm trying to read into your question, read between the lines. Your question is only two lines long, so I had to really do some deduction on this. But thank you, Kaylee, for asking that question. If you have a question, email me at john@recruitme.com, john@recruitme.com. I'll have a link in my show notes as well. I do encourage you to go to Amazon, grab my book. This recruiting process can be confusing, and it can be really expensive if you go down the wrong road. And my hope is through this book to be able to provide for you a very inexpensive resource, which is, it's under $15, even in the print version, that you can get what you need to pursue your athletic scholarship. Okay, it's your turn to determine the content of upcoming episodes. I want to hear from you. Email me at john@recruitme.com. Talk to you next time.